First of all, I just want to say, I don't want anybody to be offended by this. If you have a friend or a family member that is, in fact, a police officer, I'm going to tell you a little story now here about this. But I'm sure the people that are related to you, they're got their shit together. But I have to have a little run in. This is what happened. Let me tell you a little story, a little quick story. You sons of bitches. All right, here we go. I had done, you know, it was a tough week, and I'll tell you why. Because I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, you got to stop masturbating. I said, how come? And he said, because I'm trying to examine you. But anyway, so I had gone to, I play a gig in Boston, and I left my home in New York City, and it's about a four-hour ride, 5 hours there, because there's a lot of traffic. And I went, and you know how I am. I give 125%, and I fucking kicked ass and sweaty and changed my clothes, get back in the car, and drove home. Had to be home. And it was now it's about 4 o'clock in the morning. I've been in the car for 8 hours. And I should preface this by saying, we know I have a problem with authority. That's why, I mean, I can't even work in groups. These are all my friends on the fucking stage. I mean, let's be frank about the whole thing, okay? I'm not trying to portray myself as any saint by any stretch of the imagination. I do have an attitude, and I have an attitude for authority, okay? I'll admit this. And to further sort of shut up in the back, you fucks. All right. Yeah. Probably a Republican. So anyway, accentuate the evening was the fact, it was the day that the young African-American kid had a hairbrush and his mom had called 911 and the cops put 17 bullets in the guy. Right? So that's important. The little kid. He's just a kid, you know? So it's sad. They put it like so many bullets that one went through his fucking foot. So anyway, I was all worked up about that problem. In Boston. Are anybody here from Boston? Yeah, good. Are you? Good. Well, I fucking hate Boston. Well, anyway, we're growing to love one another, Boston and I, finally, after all these many years. So anyway, but it's 4 o'clock in the morning. And I'm stopped at a red light, and I'm trying to go home, and there's nobody around. So I took a left on the red light. Well, actually, there was a person around, a police officer, who pulled me over, and he said, do you have any drugs in the car? And I said, no, I've been sober for 20 years. And I admit it. I'm going to tell you right now, I might have said it more like this. No, I've been sober for 20 years. So he thought I was fucking with him. I can't remember exactly, but I'm just going to play it so that it's, because I'm a Libra and I need fucking balance, okay? So then he goes, what's in your lap? And I had been eating potato chips, Pringles specifically. And I said, it's a potato chip. And that really pissed him off. Because he was training a couple of guys. There was a lot of testosterone flying around. And obviously, I have a lot myself. But my attitude was, if he's looking for people with hairbrushes, I'm unarmed. So he goes back to his car. He's all fucking pissed off, right? So I'm thinking, I don't know. I don't think that I'm a criminal for taking, you know, I'm sorry, I'm tired, it's been a long day, whatever the fuck, you know? But I take the Pringle and I throw it out the window. Well, the next thing, 4 o'clock in the morning, is what I see is the cop with the flashlight on the Pringle.
Right. Whoever just left, that was exactly my response to
that. And you would have got your car towed too, pal. Because he said to me, what's this? I said, dude, it's a potato chip. And he said, dude, I'm towing your car.